Jimmy's got a cash load of fucking money.
He does.
Fuck. That's why his name's Jimmy. What was cool, dude, I had a car. Did I have a car? I told you I had a first car. I had a, like I said, a 56 Ford, and it was like 1962, so the car was only 6 years old. Those other guys had that 49 Plymouth. They didn't know Jimmy. Shit. God bless Jimmy, man. Hey, you know what? You can be happy in your... It's like I told you, dude. I ain't kidding you, man. Hey.
Hey.
If you ain't starting fucking, you're crazy. You're
crazy.
Literally crazy. Hey, you know what? Later down the road, you may not even think about it. But then one night you'd be laying in bed and say, damn. You know, that chick wasn't a bad piece of ass. You know?
It's true.
And what the fuck?
I already have those thoughts.
Yeah.
You know?
It wasn't bad.
Don't be afraid to take... I mean, hey, you're not putting no ring on it.
No.
And this guy had this opium, and that pipe got passed around.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting there watching the... It was a beautiful day. And I swear, man. I mean, how do you say you see musical notes? You know? It was almost... Like, I mean, some of the acid back then. I mean, these fucking people, they don't know what acid even is. Back then, you didn't fuck around. I mean, man, if you took... They had this stuff called window pane.
Yeah.
If you took one of them, I guarantee you, for 24 hours, you were hallucinating for at least nine. At least nine. You know, and... Oh, man. We used to go up to fucking Yosemite, Chris. No shit, man. This was... I wish I had a video of this. There'd be maybe like three vans and 20 bikes heading to Yosemite.
Yeah.
You know, Labor Day weekend. Get the fuck up there, already causing trouble, you know. And I don't know if it was the first night. Could have been the second night. Have a fire. Have this fucking lantern hanging from the tree. It looks like a glow of the sun. You know, I mean, oh, it's crazy. But that night, I'm going to say a third of the people all took, it was called Orange Sunshine. That was a form of acid. And a form of acid, it is acid. You know. And going out on the night cruise, or they'd have like these little trams going around. Unreal.
What year was that?
That had to been maybe, 73.
Okay.
Just before, I was a few years before they quit, when they threw the wood off the El Capitan. Firefalls. They used to call it the Firefalls. They used to, at one time, it would be first come, first serve. So you'd have to get up there. We'd roll in there at 4 in the morning, get in line to get a place. This ain't no shit, dude. One time, this had to have been like in the early 60s, got up there and woke up. We'd all be sleeping outside, you know, and there was a fucking bear in the trees, you know. And oh, man, it was a lot of the people that I've traveled with. You know, good and bad. Don't want to forget Jimmy.
Were there a lot of people in Yosemite back then?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Really? Always. We used to, there was this one, Upper River. And Upper River was where the fucking rowdy folks would hang out at. Oh, man, I mean, it was full tilt boogie.
Yeah?
Yeah. Were the Rangers there at night? Every fucking night. You know.
On duty or off duty?
Oh, on duty to try to hold down the fucking troops. I mean, fuck. I mean, when we came in there, we had to look like a show.
Yeah.
With the motorcycles and all. Hey, let me tell you what. Nobody was riding a Honda.
Were you riding back then?
No. No, I wasn't.
Were you ever into riding?
Oh, I rode that bike to Alabama.
Oh, yeah?
Shit. I mean, that was... went to New Orleans. went up to Al. That's why I told you where those the water moccasin was.
What happened?
Unfucking real. You know, I mean.
What year was this?
This had been. What year? 77. Dude, man, we were. You know, we're going to New Orleans that night.
Really?
Because we only went at nighttime. We only went at nighttime, dude. We didn't fuck around going during the daytime.
No way.
After I tell you this, then I gotta go, dude. This is so true. It's fucking unreal. So we roll. We're getting ready. Like I, you know, to get in New Orleans, you couldn't get in there, and we were staying in Hammond. So we'd stay maybe a couple miles on the outskirts. We stop at, it's a Holiday Inn. So there's the Holiday Inn. There's the fucking swamp. Literally, the swamp. So we roll up there and say, you know what? We're going to take this acid here, then call a cab and go into New Orleans.
What kind of acid? What did it look like? You remember anything about it?
Oh, it's on a paper. You know,
it was paper acid?
Yeah.
You put it on your tongue?
Fucking swallowed it.
You know. Swallowed it?
Yeah. So anyway, we parked the van. We're sitting out at the swamp. We take the acid, and we're sitting around there, and all of a sudden, man, you can feel it kicking in, you know, and this shit kicks in. So I'm looking at, where the fuck did I park at? Because I didn't know where I parked the van at. Sort of supposed to be the leader. And I look up, and I see this big tank. Water tank. I said, Jefferson. That's all I remember, Jefferson. The cab takes us in. We go on the acid's kicking in. It's fucking unreal, you know.
You find your car and you're frying on acid?
Oh, dude, that's not even nothing. So we're, you know, there's five of us. Jerry and his old lady split up. Gail and I are here. And we lose Larry. Then all of a sudden, we're all back together, you know. So then we're away. Then we're back. And we're in Jerry and Francine, Gail and I, we're in this buggy riding around town. It's like a tour. Fucked up, frying, you know. And we see Larry. I said, Larry, come on, man, come on, you know.
Yeah, we got Jimmy over here.
Shit, he comes running, jumps up on the buggy, falls off, and the thing runs over him, dude. The horse and the buggy. Francine screaming, says, hey, you know what? Ran over Larry. Guy says, we didn't run over no one. End up, you know, all separated again. Don't happen to Larry. Don't even fucking remember. And Gail and I are walking along the Mississippi River. And we hear this fucking music, dude. Fucking blues. We were over by Jack's Ale House.
First time you heard blues?
Oh, not like this, dude. This was down and dirty.
Was it?
And walking, you know, like this. It's an ex-brewery. The brewery's not even there. No, it was in a house. So we walk over there, and this guy, this brother, comes out of a cellar. And I'm looking at him, and he's looking at us, and he says, hey, you want to go down there? And I said, fuck yeah. You know. So we go down there, totally dark. They're playing the blues and shit, you know. And having a good time. I meet this guy, John. Old black dude. And I'm telling him the story, you know, about the acid, how everyone's got lost, all of this. They turn the lights on. Gail and I were the only two white people in that whole fucking club. So they turn the lights back off. All these fucking brothers are all over Gail's ass.
Of course.
Wanting to dance with her. I said, man, go out there and dance with her. I'm going to talk to John.
Don't know Jimmy.
You know. So talk to John. Told John where I parked the van. He said, oh, man, you're in Jefferson Parish. He says, I'll take you there. You know. So we stayed there, hung out for another couple hours. Left there. Went to his girlfriend's house. We had a fucking TV in the living room with no TV and in a flower pot. You know, and went there, left there, and headed for Jefferson Parish. And as we're getting close to Jefferson Parish, I see my van driving down this way.
What kind of van was it?
It was a 76 Chevy van.
What color?
Brown. Dude, it was bad.
Was
I did
it?
Oh, fuck, man.
I'll
tell you that another time. But anyway, saw the van going down, whipped a U-turn, went and caught the van. You know, and it was Jerry and Francine. I said, have you guys seen Larry? No one's seen Larry, you know. I says, well, fuck it. Let's go back. I got to get some sleep, man. Because I was coming off the acid.
Right.
Go back to Hammond, where Gail and I crashed. I don't know what those guys did. Wake up, and there's John. He never went back. He came back with us. So we're sitting there, and all of a sudden a cab rolls up. Here comes Larry. I says, man, where you been? He says, dude, I didn't know what to do, so I took another hit of acid. Fucking lost his mind.
Ugh,
oh,
some
man.
Don't come back.
Oh, so, but ended up, John ends up saying, you guys want to go out tonight? Took us to this place in New Orleans that was fucking bad. We went in there, it was like a jazz club. His kid played music in there. Bought us dinner. At that time, the cheapest thing on the menu was $9, and that was a hamburger steak. And bought four of us dinner, and none of us ate hamburger steak. Plus took us out and drank. So when we left, you know, I said, John, man, what the fuck you want? What can we give you? Because I know what you dumped in there. And he pointed at Jerry's coat. It was like this. He said, I want that coat. And he said, I want some of that. He didn't know what hash was, but he smoked it. He said, I want some of that. I told Jerry, take off that fucking coat. And we gave him all the hash that we had. We probably had maybe about a little over a gram. And gave that to him. When I went back on the motorcycle in 82, or not 82, but in 80, I looked him up and found him on the motorcycle. Just like the guy that said, California. I remember where his girlfriend lived. I mean, I couldn't take you there today. But that was an interesting trip, man. And then blowing up the fucking van. Oh, man. Flying back. Going back. That's, how do you... That's just shit, you know, it's like a storybook. You know, and the people there. It was crazy.
End of story,
but you gotta go see Mardi Gras. Never get a chance. And that's serious.